On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Wednesday, the 14th of August. And today, David Crosby, US singer. He's part of Crosby, Stills and Nash, turned 78 years old today. Steve Martin, the American actor. First feature movie was The Jerk, actually hilarious. He went on to do so many more comedies, including Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Those aren't pillows.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
May I go to the bathroom first?
Parenthood.
I'm waiting for our head to spin around.
Father of the Bride.
What is that? Is that dollars, 12? $100.
And the Cheaper by the Dozen franchises, which were hilarious. He's 74 today. 74 years old. What?
He's had grey hair for the last 50 years.
That's probably why I didn't think he was that old, because he always looks like that. Reg Mombassa, the Australian musician and artist, former guitarist with the band Mental As Anything, is 68. Alan Pease, the Australian author known as Mr. Body Language, he wrote the books Why Men Don't Listen and Women Can't Read Maps. He's 68 today. Irvin Magic Johnson, the US basketball legend, is celebrating his 60th birthday today. Sarah Brightman, the English singer and former wife of Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, starred as Christine in the original Phantom of the Opera. She turns 59 years old today. Halle Berry, the US actress, is 53. Kieran Perkins, Aussie swimmer, 46. And Mila Kunis, US actress who's married to Ashton Kutcher, is 36.
It was on this day in 1945 that World War II officially ended when Japan surrendered to the Allies.
Sir Don Bradman played in his last test match at the Oval in London in 1948.
Gladys Presley, the mother of Elvis Presley and wife of Vernon, died aged just 46 on this day in 1958.
The original Hillsong Church had their first service at Baulkham Hills Public School in Sydney on this day in 1983, a congregation of only 45. Now there are lots of little offshoots. There's one in LA, which Justin Bieber goes to. There's one in London, and it's viewed by millions around the world.
Michael Jackson outbid Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono for the ATV music publishing catalogue, which included, at the time, 251 Beatles songs. And he outbid them on this day in 1985.
You'd think that Paul McCartney just got first dibs.
You think?
You would think. And John Farnham became the only local artist to have a number one hit in the five decades since the 1960s to the 2000s. His 2000 album, 33 and a Third, debuted at number one.
Good on you, John. And that's on this day, Wednesday, the 14th of August.